When Nightingale Conant approached me to do this program, I frankly was shocked. I had never thought of myself as a personal development or a motivational expert. And yet, they saw something that I'd failed to recognize. In the process of growing 10,000 businesses, I also grew the people who own them. And it became evident to the Nightingale Conant people before it was evident to me that I had actually discovered, stumbled upon, if you will, a process and a principle and a philosophy that could be used by anyone in any aspect of life. They helped me realize that I had discovered a principle that is called your secret wealth. And then the people at Nightingale Conant were astute enough to realize that the same basic philosophies that earn people millions of dollars in business could produce equivalent success and wealth for people in all aspects of life. And the best part about your secret wealth is it's unique to you. No one else in the world has the exact combination. So you really don't even have any competition. That's wonderful once you discover it. Let me tell you where it lies. It lies in your hobbies. It definitely lies in the valuable relationships you have created and are creating. In your business, in your life, in your marriage, in your job, in your social contacts, and even in your past associations and past careers. It exists in your knowledge, your special skills, and your interests. It exists in your gifts, in your abilities. It exists in your thought process. It exists in the way you look at life. Your very point of view, believe it or not, is an asset. And I'll explain in a few tapes over how to take that asset and put it to incredible, incredible benefit. I want to help you develop your very own individual secret wealth strategy. And everyone's wealth strategy is different. But every person I've ever taught this to has found power and results the moment they applied it. Throughout this program, I will introduce you to different ideas and people and success stories from my business experiences so you'll have a basis upon which that you can relate, and I will explain to you how to adapt all those stories, all those situations, all those ideas, and all those principles to wherever in life you want to create wealth. My hope and my wish for you is that you too will be able to harvest the same level and kind of success that I was able to uncover for Noel, who worked for a large computer company as a supervisor and who within 30 days of learning what her secret wealth was, added an extra $400,000 to her company's treasury, and in the process got two promotions less than a year later and started being paid a bonus of 5% of sales. My hope for you is you could be like Roger, who was working as a salesperson and met a man, and because he recognized how to combine two opportunities, went from being a commissioned salesman to owning 40% of an $8 million a year profitable business with no money invested. You may be like Larry, the man who owned a software company, a little one, who day in and day out sent sales letters out trying to get customers, and once he discovered his own secret wealth, added one more step to the selling process and increased the pulling power of all his activities and the results and profits 800%. He made so much more money in the first year he tried it, he was able to take his entire company to Hawaii for 3 weeks on vacation to celebrate. It's probably evident to you, I'm getting excited. That's because I see so many people every day in my life who live their life only half full. They only ask a half or a fourth or a third of what life has to offer them. They only accept a meager pittance of what life's ready to give them because they don't go all the way. They don't do all that is possible. They don't get the fullest and the complete effect of their actions and their efforts. And that, to me, is sad. I'm sure you've heard the statement that most people live lives of quiet desperation. I believe that, but I like to modify it. Most people self-limit the amount of joy and happiness and enrichment and fulfillment and financial success they are entitled to. And worse, they make the same efforts but deny themselves the rewards. One of my goals in deciding to go forward and share the Secret Wealth Principle on tape is that I want to return people like you to a point in your life where you possessed almost a childlike innocence and a freshness and a natural, uninhibited curiosity, where you were able to see opportunities and possibilities where others saw impossibilities or nothing. I want to tell you a little story before we begin because it's very dear to me and it sets the stage for what and why I did this program for you. It has to do with one of my children, a 3-year-old named Jordan. Jordan is a very curious and wonderful little boy. And I used to be a very consumed and diffused individual. One time I took Jordan to McDonald's for lunch. Where I live, we have a very nice McDonald's and has a very beautiful outdoor sitting area that's surrounded by trees. We were sitting in that area and he was eating his McNuggets and slurping on his chocolate shake and eating his French fries. And I was sitting there in body, but my mind absolutely wasn't there in that moment. I was thinking about what had happened earlier before I'd picked him up for lunch, and I was thinking about what I had to do in a few minutes, and I was thinking about some other complication in my business, and I was thinking about all kinds of other diversionary thoughts, but the one thing I wasn't was there in that moment with my little boy. My body was there, but my mind wasn't. All of a sudden, my son started pointing to a cluster of trees and said, "Look, Dad, look." Well, I looked, at least my eyeballs focused and my head turned, but I looked and looked and I couldn't see anything, and he kept pointing and pointing and pointing. Finally, I shook my head to get clarity, got back for a moment in the moment, realized, wow, I was there with my little boy, and I looked very closely deep into the trees and I saw what my eyes had not seen a moment earlier. There was a beautiful, wonderful butterfly just sitting there slowly flapping its wings. My son saw the butterfly immediately because his eyes and mine were trained to seeing everything and every possibility and experiencing it and enjoying it. I saw nothing immediately because my mind was trained that the moment didn't count. I was consumed with yesterday and tomorrow. My wish for you in this program is that I can get you to start thinking and living in the moment. Start seeing and experiencing all that is possible and start using all your gifts, all your abilities, and your secret wealth to the maximum extent you're entitled to. The idea of secret wealth is very simple. Most of the people I encountered in my business experiences had no idea of how much wealth and opportunity and riches lied right under their noses. They were overlooking or undervaluing all kinds of opportunities and assets and possibilities that were right there within their grasp. Opportunities and possibilities that the moment they recognized and acted upon them gave them massive and continuous improvements in their financial situation, in their competitive situation, in their life situation. You have no idea the riches and the opportunities and the assets you are sitting on this very moment as you listen to this tape. Now, I don't say that as some positive thinking, motivational person just trying to get you uplifted. I say it as a profit-based, bottom-line, results-oriented individual who has seen the proof in 10,000 different situations in the most competitive business environments you can imagine. I have probably helped more companies make more money in business by helping them discover more overlooked, undervalued, and underutilized assets and opportunities than anybody else I know. I was able to help companies, large and small, men and women who thought, in many cases, that all was lost, the world was hopeless, there was no chance for them to prosper, and some very large companies that thought they were doing as well as they possibly could. Both kinds of businesses were able to discover over $3 billion worth of windfall profits and income that was just sitting under their noses, waiting to be harvested. In the process of working with all these businesses, I discovered a principle that actually affects all of us, everyone, whether you own a business or whether you don't, whether you work for someone or whether you're unemployed, whether you're a male or a female, whether you're retired or whether you're just starting out in life. Because I've been working my whole lifetime in a bottom-line, results-based, profit-based business environment where my results and performance and value had to be measurable, I can guarantee you that after you listen to this program, you will understand how to easily and instantly and continuously get personal profits and all the abundance and wealth you want out of your life, out of your job, out of your business, or any business you may ever be involved with, and out of your relationship. You can take that promise to the bank, literally. And all of it is easily possible right out of your life today. You don't need anything other than belief in yourself for this powerful principle to work for you. In the process of discovering my own value and developing respect for my own contribution, I discovered a key element of the secret wealth process. It's this. Until and unless you are capable of respecting and revering yourself and the value you contribute and create to society or to others, you cannot begin to realize or harvest anywhere close to the wealth and riches that you are fully entitled to. Once you apply my secret wealth principle, you'll become liberated forever from all the fear, the uncertainty, the problems, the difficulties you've previously struggled with all your life. You'll gain total and complete control over your financial circumstances, your emotional circumstances, your career, your job, your relationships, and your wealth. And you also gain vastly greater respect from others and for yourself. I think I'm probably the best possible person to do this program for you. I started out when I was 18. I got married. I had two children when I was 20. I didn't have any education, no college, but I had the needs of somebody 40 when I was 20. For a while, I felt sorry for myself. I eked out a mediocre living, working in dead-end jobs. And then one day, I made a realization that wealth and prosperity and success comes to those people who create value. It was the changing point in my life. It redirected my entire focus from myself and my needs and my problems to those of everyone else's. That simple little distinction, that little shift in focus, turned me from a person who was making $432.67 a month to a person who has made over $3 million in a year and as much as $500,000 in a single month. Now, I'm telling you that not to impress you and not even to suggest you aspire to make the kind of monies I have, only to tell you what is possible. As I progressed and I became better and better and better at creating value and wealth for others, it became evident to me that few other people in the business community really understood that. So I started directing my attention to helping all kinds of other businesses, large and small, discover the principles of wealth creation and value creation for themselves. I prospered and they prospered. And along the way, something to the tune of over $3 billion worth of increased sales and profits were created for a lot of very happy and appreciative clients of mine. But also along the way, I made a discovery of something so amazing and powerful and important, I had to share it with you today. I feel like the luckiest person I know because I was given the opportunity to go on one of the most amazing journeys through business life imaginable. I held probably more jobs than anybody else I've ever known. I was a cost accountant. I was a salesperson. I was in the chemical business. I was in the meatpacking business. I was in the real estate business. I was an insurance agent. You name the activity, I probably did it in my quest for clarity in the earlier years of my life. I had another advantage that a lot of people don't or didn't. I didn't have any formal education. I went to high school, but that's it. So I had to invest more to learn more than most people do in their jobs. I had to see what I could learn about life and what I could learn about business and what I could learn about people in each situation I found myself. So to those of you who've got college degrees, multiple degrees, PhDs, I urge you to not stop learning about life and not to think that because you are an expert in one special area that allows you to stop learning and understanding and exploring all the other areas you have not yet mastered. The moment you open yourself up to exploration and discovery is the moment your wealth-building process really turns on. I've been able to examine and analyze and understand the driving success principles of 400 unrelated industries. In the process, I realized certain immutable factors that worked in every one of them. Now, they may have been applied differently from one industry to the other, but they always worked when applied. It didn't matter. When I was able to take combinations from multiple industries and apply it to a new industry, the result was massive and immediate super success for my client. In the process, I realized something, that human nature is as immutable as these factors, and these factors work the exact same way for individuals as they did for businesses. Basically, I realized I could take the same principles that super successful business people I worked with used, and by reapplying them to individuals, give them the same success probability, the same relative wealth factors, and the same success certainty as the high-paying clients I worked with in my practice. That excited me because there are so many people out there like you who want greater success, who want greater achievement, who sense that you deserve it and it's there, but you don't know specifically how to get it. What this program is all about is an application-specific process to get you exactly where you want to be, not abstractly, not in some kind of philosophical mode, but telling you exactly what it takes, exactly the steps necessary, and exactly the actions to use to get whatever wealth, whatever happiness, whatever relationships you want out of life. A revelation that I had in my work with businesses is probably what gave Nightingale Conant the idea of having me do this program. It's that each and every one of us is really a business, whether we're a company or not. Let me explain. Whatever you do, wherever you are in life, you have to sell your product or service to somebody else. If you're just an individual and you have a relationship or you want to have a relationship with anybody, you got to sell your product or service, i.e. you, to the other side. If you're an employee working at a job? You got to sell yourself and your value and the value of your product, being your performance, to your employer. If you want more compensation, more money, you got to sell them on the more value you represent. If you want a promotion, you got to sell them on that. If you own a business, you've got to sell a customer on buying your product or service instead of buying the one your competitor offers. So in fact, each and every person is a business, selling his or her product or service to someone else. In my business activities, I've discovered an amazing fact about human beings. We all restrict and limit dramatically our opportunities to prosper, to succeed, to be happy, not because of external forces, but because of internal ones. We make it difficult for people to do business with us. We make it difficult for people to like and favor us. We make it difficult for people to want to contribute to us because we don't understand how to do it. We could be getting far more achievement, far more impact, far more financial gain, and far more personal joy just by understanding how to do it better. People allow themselves to be impoverished or to operate at a very low level of achievement or accomplishment for one reason. They don't understand that life wants them to have so much more. They don't understand that there's so much out there waiting to be harvested, and they don't understand how easy it is to acquire. They have been conditioned by society, or by their situation, or by their friends, or by their relatives, or by their environment to believe that they don't have the skills, or they don't have the capabilities, or they don't have the intellect, or they don't have the opportunities to acquire the riches or the successes that other people they have seen or heard of or known about have acquired. That's not true. We all have an infinite opportunity. We all have riches within ourselves and outside. We can see, we can discover, we can identify, and most importantly, we can harvest immediately. All it takes is recognizing them and acting upon them. I discovered in my work with business owners something that is equally as important to you. Many of the business owners I worked with were moderately to very successful already, but they weren't happy. They were bored. They were ambivalent. They really and truly didn't have a lot of joy or purpose or excitement or passion in their life. And they didn't know how to get it. They were consumed by their business. Their business was their life, but it wasn't giving back. What I'd like to teach you is how to rediscover passion and purpose and focus, and in the process, give yourself the control of your life that you've probably been searching for all along. It's always been there, by the way. You've always had control. You've just not ever turned on the lights and discovered where the wealth really lies. I've got to make a point right now at the beginning before we start on our journey together. And it's this. I have successfully guided 10,000 successful business owners through the same process I'm going to guide you through in the next 6 tapes. What I have found is this. I cannot take them to the real payoff until I first change their mindset. Why? Because the mindset is the mechanism that makes it all possible. Until and unless I can get you to look at life, look at yourself, look at your situation, look at your possibilities, look at your relationships in a totally different light, you cannot believe, you cannot take advantage of, you cannot reap the rewards you are entitled to. Each tape contains its own special secret that will become known to you as you listen. Changes, powerful and amazing changes will start occurring as you listen to each side of each tape. You'll start looking at yourself. You'll start looking at your job. You'll start looking at your business and other people in a far more exciting and valuable light than you ever saw possible. One of the foundational elements that I've built the Secret Wealth Program upon is my understanding of leverage and optimization. I have a philosophy which I believe with every filament of my being. I wish it for everyone I ever meet. I wish it for you. It's this. You deserve to have every effort you expend produce the highest and best result humanly possible. If you are settling for a result many times less successful than the effort entitles you to, you are losing out on such incredible opportunity and wealth, it is shameful. So the philosophy that should guide your listening to each side of each tape of this program should be simply this. You should say to yourself, I want to get the highest and best possible use and effect and result from every effort and action I ever expend in my business, on my job, in my life, from this point forward.